Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick, and a happy New Year to you.
You as well.
I got a question about my amaryllis. The two of the flowers are starting to go back now, and I wonder what I can do after they all go. How do I take care of the amaryllis then?
Okay. So they're just about done, right? They've kind of finished off.
Right. The two of them are going back. The rest are, two are pretty good yet.
Okay. So, once they've kind of done their thing, they've opened, they've done everything, you can cut those back till, you can cut the stalks back, right? And let them just kind of go to leaves, right? And let them kind of, not go dormant because they're not completely, but just kind of rejuvenate, right? So that they can go, the strength can go back into the bulb, and then build on for next year, because these are ones that you can keep multiple years, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will just cut them, will just throw them out, but this is one, it's not that hard to move back and forth and deal with. So, what you want to do, so like I said, after the flowers fade, cut off the flower stalk. Basically, make the cut like an inch above the bulb so that you're not affecting the foliage or the bulb itself. The leaves will then slowly, they'll start to turn yellow, whatnot. They'll die back. But what's happening is the bulb is getting stronger inside. And getting ready to go to the next stage, which would be, putting them in keeping them in the soil, but then eventually taking them outdoors, right, for the summer. So usually that's about late May. You can leave them outside for the summer. And you're going to want to start bringing them in mid-September. To get them ready for next year's process, because you do need to, kind of cool them off, induce dormancy for them where it's going to be temperatures of 50 to 55 degrees for at least just about half the day. You're going to also put them in a basically dark location, not water them for a good amount of time. The process now is just keeping it alive until we can get it outside. You don't need to do a lot to it. You don't need to water it a lot. You kind of just let the foliage do its thing. If it starts to die back, you can cut the foliage. But just let it do its thing until we can get it outside for the summer. And then the biggest thing is in about mid-September is bringing it indoors and starting the process to get it ready to reflower for you. Because it can take up to about 12 weeks of prior work to get it to the point where it's going to be even ready to push a flower stem for
now,
it.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Some people take them out of the pot, out of the soil, and lay them on a paper or something to let them dry out, and then repot them again. Is that good to do that?
Sure. Yeah. What I might do is get them out of, you know, if you're going to do that, get them out of the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a couple days where the soil will dry off of the bulb and the root system because, you know, you've been watering it. Some of that soil is going to be absorbed. You don't want to try and rip that soil off because you can damage some of the roots that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Then once it's been there for a couple days, all the soil's kind of off. You can put it in, you can just keep it in an area. Some people will even put it in like peat moss, like a light layer just so it keeps it, so it the water can get into it. But it doesn't, you know, rot out. It doesn't just dry out completely.
Right.
And then wait a bit of time. But with that process, you need to make sure all the leaves are gone.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're putting, you know, you're taking it out, it's still growing those leaves.
Oh,
and those leaves, are the roots are going to be exposed, and it can dry the leaves out quicker, which could do longer, you know, damage for it. Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to look for that, too. You're most likely going to start to see once the blooms are gone, the plant starting to yellow the leaves a little bit. So then you'll be able to cut the leaves back on there. Anytime it turns brown, you know, cut the foliage, get rid of it to start fresh. But, you know, it's definitely something you can do.
Okay. And you have to cut them all the way down then, the foliage?
Well, if the foliage is dying, you cut individual ones as they die down.
Oh. Okay.
You want the plant, so just with a lot of, you know, we try to do this with perennials, right? We try to have our perennials go as long as they can, let them turn yellow, kind of get hit by a frost, et cetera, mm-hmm. because we want as much energy to go back into the plant as possible, and that we're doing the same thing with this bulb.
And I don't have to give it no fertilizer during the summer, not now.
What I might look at doing, you know, just a light mix, you know, maybe once a month during the summer just to give it something back because it's building all its energy up in that bulb to rebloom for you later on.
And what do you suggest for that?
You could use like a Peters, like a wettable powder, right?
Oh.
Any of those would be fine, definitely.
And I got one more question.
Sure.
I was going to start petunias, but when do you start those?
Now, the petunias, are you looking at specific petunias? Which ones are you?
Well, I don't know. I got some in a book, and they're red, white, and blue. It just says petunias.
Okay.
So I was wondering, when can I start those? So they get bloom, you know, get up for the summertime.
Yeah. So what I would look at, they came in like a seed pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I would look at the seed pack and see how many days it takes for germination,
okay.
right? It'll tell you on there like 35, 45, one of those things.
Okay.
When you find that out, then we kind of go backwards from the time that you want it to bloom.
Oh, okay.
So we want it to bloom, you know, it's on red, white, and blue. So we're looking to get it to bloom so June, so you can have it for July, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So say it takes, you know, let's say it takes 3 weeks. It's not, but you get the idea.
Right.
We go back 3 weeks from then, that's when we're going to start to plant. But,
okay.
you know, it's also going to say on there, you know, it'll say, like, time to germinate, time to flower. It might say both of those.
Okay.
So that's what you want to look at. A lot of these seed packets will say right on it, like, X amount of days.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start backwards. That's step one, and then we move from there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you. I'm going to try it.
All right, awesome. Well, good luck, Mary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so I'm going to get back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Lowell.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm calling this morning about a rosemary plant that I got for Christmas, and it was doing pretty well for a couple of weeks. I was spraying it, probably misting it, I guess, every day, and maybe watering it once, maybe twice a week when the soil felt dry and the growth was coming out in all different directions. In the last couple of days, all of a sudden, it's kind of almost faded a little bit.
So when you say faded,
gone down. You know, the new shoots were going up towards the sun and going up in the air, and now those have kind of keeled over a little bit.
Okay, so they've almost, like, turned downward.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's been a little bit of dried up in, at the very bottom of the bush.
Okay. So I got to take a break here. When we get back, we want to go over what's going on with it and see if we can help you out, okay? So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments to discuss rosemary and what's going on with Bob and Lowell here. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we're talking with Bob in regards to rosemary. And it's starting to droop a little bit. And, you know, a lot of people, everyone kind of knows that a rosemary is almost considered like drought tolerant, right? It doesn't need to be watered as often, especially in the hot months. So it's usually a good one. So when it droops like that, you're kind of saying, well, I kind of did everything I was supposed to. So what could it be? Now, you said you're misting it, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, you said you had some brown in the lower spots.
Yes.
And how's the soil look? Is it is it completely dried out in between, or is it moist? Is there anything kind of on there?
The soil's a little bit. I put my finger in there this morning. It's damp.
Okay, so that could
but not
be,
wet.
Yeah, so the damp might be part of it. How often are you watering?
Well, I'd say probably at least once a week.
Let's move that to once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because sometimes with the rosemary, overwatering causes it to look like it's underwatered. Because when it droops like that, you look at it and say, well, it's got to be, it needs water.
Yeah.
but it does during, you know, it's from France. And it likes hot and sunny, and it doesn't need a lot of water. So I would look at it and say, let's push it to once every 2 weeks. The brown that's on the lower parts, you know, scratch the bark that's underneath the leaves itself and see if it's brown. If it's brown underneath there, get rid of, you know, cut it back.
Okay.
The other thing that you're looking to do is you want to make sure it has some good airflow in there. And I'm not talking it needs, like, wind or air from outside. Just so when it gets, if it stays wet, it can dry out. A little bit. So, the other thing is soil. When you got it around Christmas time?
Yeah.
What I would like to see you do, and cause this will help us tell us if it's a root thing or not, is put your hands around the base of the rosemary and then flip the pot upside down, pull the pot off, and take a look at the root system. if the root system is circling under there, that means it's, you know, pot bound and it should be repotted. And we're looking for a well-drained soil. Now, if it's not, and maybe it's just wet, that means we just got to let it dry out a bit and water it every 2 weeks at this point to kind of let it, you know, dry out a bit in between so that it's easier for the plant to survive, because it doesn't like wet feet.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. And continue misting it. The house is really dry. I mean, this is the worst time of the year for houseplants because, with the cold and the heat, and it's just really dry.
Yeah, so we're looking to create that humidity around it, right? That's what we're trying to do with the misting. So I'd be looking at, you know, still misting it, but just cutting back the watering. And again, you'll group it with some other plants if you have it, other plants there, because they will... They're not feeding physically off each other, but they will feed off the humidity from each other. That helps build some of that humidity up as well.
Okay. And if I have to repot it, any kind of potting soil, potting soil?
Yeah, look for an indoor potting soil that maybe has a little bit of, like, sand in it. Sometimes, and I wouldn't say go completely like a succulent soil, but succulent soils have more sand in it. Because they want a soil that is well-drained versus all just soil, right? So a lot of the soils out there, they're considered soilless mix. There's no real actual soil if you look deep into it. But I think the lighter soil for well-drained might be almost like a succulent-type soil that has about 20% sand.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
All right, Bob. Well, I appreciate your phone call, and you have a great rest of your day.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Now.
All right. So coming up in the next segment, I do have Cianne coming on from Wild Delight to give us some great information on what to be doing with the birds right now. So stay tuned to that. And we're going to take a break here. We'll get back Cianne from Wild Delight. Back in a few.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In just over a week, President Biden will be in office one full year, and Republicans are already trying to issue their year-end reviews on his performance, getting very low marks from high-profile South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The American people are suffering. Our money is being eroded by record inflation. We're less safe. We're less prosperous. Crime is rampant across the country. Inflation is roaring, and radical Islam is on the rise, and it's due to Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, and Harris. Just the worst governing coalition in my lifetime.
He spoke on Fox News. The U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot is reportedly going to ask former Vice President Mike Pence to appear before the panel. Several Pence aides have been cooperating with that committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
East Texas is now bracing for a round of possible tornadoes as severe weather has been predicted in the Houston area in particular, also as far north as Shreveport. The forecast calling for severe thunderstorms, possible hail, flash flooding, damaging wind gusts, and some isolated tornadoes. Despite the current rush that's been going on because of the holiday, fewer Americans are flying these days, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
That's according to a Gallup survey which said fewer Americans traveled by air last year than any other year in its records between 2003 and 2015. Only 38% of United States adults polled said they had taken at least one trip on a commercial airliner over the past year. That number is down from the 2006 to 2015 period when 43% to 48% of Americans said they traveled by air.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Hang on to that for a bit, because we have CN from Wild Delight with us, joining us to give us some great information on what to do with the birds right now. So good morning, CN.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. We got a bit of snow on the ground, so I love it. It makes me excited for winter.
Well, I'm not that excited for winter. We got some freezing rain coming down now, and then the temperatures are going to really drop. Oof.
Yeah. I enjoyed the snow this weekend. Going forward, we're not talking about the future. We're talking about today. But I get you. It's going to be real cold.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be real cold. What does that mean for our birds?
That means, and especially now that we've got ground cover, birds can't forage, so they're really going to start looking for bird feeders to help supplement them and keep them going during the bitter cold. So we want to make sure we've got full feeders out there and with some good food in it too.
Definitely. Now, you know, obviously the area is going to be different, but which birds right now are we seeing, let's say in my area at least?
Well, you're up in, Massachusetts, the Maine area, correct?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you're going to see your typical chickadees, titmouses, and, of course, that iconic cardinal. Everybody wants to get cardinals to their feeders because, I mean, like with the snow, that bright red just pops. So they're a very favorite bird, especially in the wintertime because they're so highly visible. I mean, cardinals are just fascinating. You know, I mean, the average lifespan of cardinals is anywhere from 3 to 5 years. But did you know there's a world record out there for a female cardinal that they track 15 years old?
Wow.
Fascinating.
It is. That is. And, you know, one of the things for people who know birds, but those real bright red aren't actually the female birds, correct?
No, those are your male birds. The male bird has that bright plumage, whereas the female is a more duller, like a tannish color with maybe a little bit of red highlights. and you always see males and females together. Did you know that they're monogamous? They stay together year-round, whereas other birds, you know, they get together, they make the eggs, the babies, and once the babies are fledged, most birds kind of go their own way. Male and female cardinals stay together year-round, and that both male and female cardinals, they both sing. Most birds, only the male sings, but males and females both sing. And the males, they're generally, you know, for, you know, defending their territory or attracting a new mate if they need one. Females, they sing, especially while they're on the nest, and they can have up to a dozen different songs.
Wow.
They're just cool. Nature's just cool. There is just so many fun facts about, you know, the birds that we're seeing at our feeders. And like I said, everybody wants to get cardinals, and cardinals love sunflower, safflower, and then some fruit for that nice sugar energy. So make sure if you want cardinals that you have those ingredients. And they generally go to a hopper feeder or a platform feeder because the landing area is bigger for them and more comfortable. Now, if you have a tube feeder, and tube feeders, the perches generally are a little too small and they can't feed comfortably. They do sell adapter rings that you can slide over those perches, making it a little bit of a bigger platform for them so that they can actually feed. So, you know, if you only have a tube feeder and you want cardinals, you don't necessarily have to buy a whole new feeder. Just look for those adapter rings.
Awesome. That's a great point, because it's one thing to just, you know, get the right food, but it's the right application at the same time. Now, you have
Absolutely. You have
a specific food called cardinal food, but it's not just
right.
for cardinals. It'll do others. But you said, again, it's sunflower, safflower, and fruit that they really like, right?
Right. So in our cardinal mix is the sunflower, safflower, raisins, peanuts, and cherries. So it's a little bit more. And because the mix is high in sunflower, which is the number one desired food by the widest variety of birds, you just can't go wrong with it.
Okay, perfect. Now, there's some other birds out there, and I can hear them, and not by their song. I can hear what they're doing. There's a bunch of woodpeckers out in my backyard, but those are going to be common in the area as well, right?
Absolutely. Around my house, I have the downy, the hairy, the red belly, and I also have the pileated. Now, pileates don't normally come to feeders, but they will go to suet. So, and that's an impressive bird. And woodpeckers are just fascinating. You know, I mean, when they're pecking on a tree, you know, they can peck up to 20 times per second.
Jeez.
I mean, I get a headache just thinking about it. You know, try banging your head up against the wall 20 times per second.
It's weird. I tried that the other day. It didn't feel good.
And, you know, and they drill holes into the trees because they're trying to get in the insects in there. And they have these extremely long tongues with, like, hairy barbs at the end so that, you know, they can shoot that tongue in the hole and grab the insect. And their tongue, believe it or not, when they bring the tongue back into their mouth, it actually wraps around the back of their skull because it's such a long tongue.
Jeez.
It's just, it's fascinating. And, yeah, the downy and the hairy and the red belly are very common at my feeders. And they're tree clinging, and that means if you look at their feet, most birds have three toes in the front and one toe in the back. Well, they have two toes in the front, two toes in the back, so they can cling on to things a lot easier. And they'll go to my tube feeder and cling on the side there. And, yeah, they love the sunflower and nut meat. Any type of nut meat you can put out there for them, they'll gobble it right up.
Perfect. Now, you know, you mentioned, you know, obviously we have snow on the ground. The birds can't forage. But that also means the squirrels can't really forage as much, so they're headed towards our feeders. So, but you guys, and I've known about this for years, but I love the fact that you have a squirrel food to try and pull them away from the feeder for us.
Right. I mean, that's the biggest question I've had. A lot of birders ask me is, you know, how do you get rid of those girls? Well, you don't get rid of them. You kind of manage them because they can be a nuisance at the feeders. And they sell a lot of these, you know, they call them squirrel proof feeders. I don't call them that. I call them squirrel slower downers because there's always one squirrel that figures it out. And yes, some of them are, you know, can be quite effective, but, you know, what you do is you try and squirrel-proof your area as best as possible, and then set up a squirrel feeding station away from your main feeders, and you put out there, we make a squirrel food called Crunchy Nuts. So if that's just your corn, a little bit of sunflower, a little bit of peanuts, you put it out there because, you know, squirrels are smart, but they're kind of lazy. So if they had their choice of, you know, trying to fight to get to your feeders or going for a nice, easy meal on a log somewhere, they're going to go for the easy meal. So you can kind of have harmony in your yard by doing that. Just give them some food that you can even buy corn on the cob, and they have special feeders for that where it's just I've seen one where it's like a picnic table with a chair and there's a peg that you put the corn cob on. And it's so cute to see them sitting there at the table eating the corn. So, yeah, you can have harmony. Just give them some food.
Definitely. It kind of sounds like you're talking about, you know, how my wife treats me with, you know, all I need is food and I'm good. So I might be a squirrel.
You might be, yeah, you might be a latent squirrel. There you go. Let out your inner squirrel.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so we've talked about a few different things to feed. Now, we talked about this last time, but it is very important to, when we're feeding, is to get our feeders clean and keep them clean and not just continually put food in them, correct?
That is correct. I mean, the feeders out there, you know, when we have rain and moisture, like this afternoon when it's the freezing rain clears out, I'm going to go check my feeders because moisture can get into those ports. And, you know, if the seed gets wet, it can clump up. And, it, you know, in the wintertime, it'll freeze, you know. Mm-hmm. So it'll cause problems. I mean, in the summertime, wet seed sitting in your feeders for several days, it can mold and become toxic. So you really want to check your feeders after any type of precipitation, you know. And it doesn't mean you have to, if the seed got wet, you have to throw it away. If you get out there right away, you know, what I do is I open up a piece of newspaper, I dump the feeder out, and I spread the seed out so it can air dry. And this gives you the opportunity to take your, you know, your feeder brush and brush out, and make sure the ports are clear and everything like that. And then after about an hour, I, you know, just fold up the newspaper and slide the seed back into the feeder. But if it's been wet for a few days, then it's time to kind of throw it out because, like I said, in the summertime, it can mold and stuff. So you really want to check your feeders after any type of precipitation.
And definitely. The good thing about that, you know, is if you catch it on time, you're not getting rid of the seed. You can reuse it because
right.
You can let it air dry. And, you
right.
Know, there's all different types of seeds out there, and when you're getting specific to, you know, cardinal or whichever that you're looking for, you want to make sure you use the best quality, so you're going to pay a little bit more, so you're not going to want to just waste it. So by getting out there, letting it air dry is huge. Now,
right, and we all know the cost of, you know, this bird food has gone up like everything else has gone up. So yeah, you don't want to waste the seed. You know, get out there and manage your feeders.
Definitely. Now, it's not just about the feeders at this time, and I know it's not easy to keep a water supply out there, especially with this cold coming, and there are heaters, but water is very important this time of year for our birds as well, right?
Absolutely. When you're living in the northern climate and everything is frozen, all the lakes are frozen, you know, even streams are, you know, they're freezing over and stuff like that. Birds need water just like we need water. So to offer them a water source is really, really important. Now, I have electric plug-in bird bath that I keep in the front yard, and it brings the birds in because there's no other water source. And they need water, And believe it or not, they'll bathe in the wintertime because they need to keep their feathers clean, because dirty, dingy feathers is not good for their health. They can't, you know, it keeps them from flying right. You know, it's just overall, you know, they like to be clean too. So they'll bathe in the wintertime, but it'll bring the birds in.
Yeah, and that is key, you know, making sure. You know, it's not easy, right, to have a heated bird bath. You get a bird bath. We usually think about them for summer months, right? So we can watch them at that point. But it is key for winter months as well. So
we're
going to take a break here. We get back a little bit more with Cianne in regards to what else we can be doing for our birds and how to take care of them this time of year. So stay tuned with us. We will take that break. We get back more from Cianne from Wild Delight. We'll be back in a few.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm joined right now from Cian from Wild Delight. Now, we talk about all the foods, but I want to get the information out about your website. Your website, if you could give us some info, because it has tons of information. I love it because of all the info. Can you just key us in on that?
It's www.wilddelight.com. You can go on there. You can learn about not only our product, but the different species of birds. We do have a store locator on there. And, you know, and just so you know, all the people who are out there on Facebook, we do have a Facebook page as well with some really great birding information. Join our Facebook page. Share your bird pictures. I know there's a lot of really good wildlife photographers out there. We would love to see it and hear about your birding experiences. But yeah, join us. We got some really great information. Nature is wonderful. There's so much information about birds out there. I just love it.
Definitely. It's, you know, your website, when it comes to birds, I mean, everything you need to know is there. I even love the fact that you have like a kids corner in there so you can get the kids involved too.
Absolutely. You know, get the kids into nature, get them outside, get them away from, you know, the TV and video games, teach them about nature. You know, we've got coloring, word search, connect the dots, just to help drive their interest.
Definitely, and I think the pictures on here as well give you a good amount of information because, you know, you click on a cardinal like we were talking about prior, and it not only gives you the food that it will eat, it also gives you the feeder type, but then there's tons of pictures and where they should live, the cardinal. Right. So, I mean, right there is everything you need to know. So it's phenomenal out there. And, you know, while I was looking at this, I just saw, and this is perfect that it comes in a pail. a 13.5-pound pail. So it's got a cover on it, keep it dry, and then you can just refill it when it comes time instead of buying a new pail, I would think, right? I mean, that just makes it easier for storage.
Well, those pails are going away,
oof,
believe it or not.
Well, save them then.
Save those pails. I have them. I use them. They're fabulous. It's the common theme lately. It's the cost of plastic.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, that we had to make the hard decision that those pails are going to be going away. Yes.
It's unfortunate, but at the same time, you know, you guys are you want to make sure that the right mix is there, and that's what's important, not a plastic bag or a plastic container. But for storage wise, it is perfect, and you guys have great mixes. So
you should have a cool, dry place to store your bird food to help keep it fresh, help keep you know, critters out of it. That's why those pails were great. But you know what? You could buy I've seen small galvanized steel garbage cans, you know, what are they? I don't know. They're about 2 feet high or something like that. So different size ones. So you don't need a huge one. Just one of those little ones people store in there. Keeps it, you know, cool and dry and safe from any little critters. You know, I had somebody tell me that they were storing their bags of bird food out on their back porch, and it was a screened-in porch. You know those squirrels shoot a hole through the screen to get in, to get to those bags?
Hey, with that high-quality food in there, they're going for anything.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, they were in their glory. It was like a gourmet feast.
Definitely. It's, taking care of the birds at this time, that's one of our major responsibilities that we should be really looking in. And I look forward to each time we speak about the birds, and hopefully we can talk again in the next couple weeks here, just to see how we're doing and what else we could be doing. If you just want to mention your website one more time for me so everybody can hear it.
www.wilddelight.com.
Perfect. Head over to that website to get some information. You can find a store near you. Just put your zip code in there, and they'll definitely help you out. So, CN, I appreciate it as always. And, again, we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you. Happy birding.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. On the other side of this break, I have Karen from Natural Alternative joining us. We're going to be talking some ice melt and what to be doing indoors with your plants. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.